You've been on the board since 2003, I think?
Correct. This was my ninth year. We just finished.
And what keeps you coming back for more? I mean, I know there's a little bit of pay involved, but you're also traveling around the state pretty frequently.
Yeah, we spend 40 days on the road a year just on the board process, and there's other times we go out and do observations of fisheries, like go to Bristol Bay or the Cook Inlet dip net fishery. I went up and watched that a couple times. That was pretty interesting. It's a rewarding job. It's probably the hardest job I've ever had, making decisions that affect people's lives, and it really is hard.
You're still a crabber, right?
I still have a Dungeness Red King and Tanner and Dungeness permits.
So you have to recuse yourself when you deal with anything that affects those specific fisheries?
Yes, and that's really frustrating.
I imagine. So is that, do you feel like, though, does that help you be more effective, you know, when you're dealing with other issues, not having that involvement, do you feel like you can see maybe more objectively?
I think we shouldn't be disqualified from participating, at least be able to deliberate up until the time of the vote. So they'd have, I mean, the reason you're put on the board is for your expertise in the region you're from, and that's why it's so frustrating. You still have more access to the other board members than the public, you know, just by knowing them and hanging around with them. And so you do have a certain amount of access and input that people don't see up front.
But you can't deliberate, or not only just vote, but you can't deliberate on those items.
You can't even sit there when they're discussing them, no. You can go through the public testimony part, and you can ask questions, and if I feel like I'm getting shorted, I can do public testimony also, and because I can't deliberate.
Well, if there is a change overall in the board process that you'd like to see in the future, is there something that you'd like to see the state consider in terms of changing the way the board works, or do you feel like overall it's working the way it should at this point?
I think it's working well as it should at this point. I'd like to see the board members who are involved in their region be able to at least deliberate and provide their expertise through that process and maybe not vote. But, you know, you look at the legislature, they don't recuse themselves very often. They can't most of the time.
If you have a specific monetary involvement, though, wouldn't that be, I mean, you'd need to, how would you, for the appearance of, you know, how would you convince people that you're not voting for your own self-interest kind of thing beyond just for your region?
Well, you'd have to disclose what you earned off that, and it's all available in the APOC statement anyway, so anybody wants to look at what I do, they can just go on there and read the APOC statements.
Alaska Public Offices Commission. Well, for folks who are following the Board of Fish, what's the next thing coming up that you think people in Petersburg or in Southeast Alaska anyway should be looking forward to? Just the meetings next year? Are there other things coming up earlier?
No, there shouldn't be anything. We'll have our work session next October, and we take up some Pacific cod issues in that one, but I don't think it's anything related to Southeast. It's mostly from Prince William Sound out. The finfish meeting will be possibly fairly interesting. There's some, might be some allocation issues between hatchery fish between the two net groups. And as always, there'll probably be some allocative issues with sport and commercial.
Okay. Anything you'd want to add that people might want to hear about?
Participate. I'd really like to see more participation from the public. It's sometimes fairly disappointing not seeing people that talk to you all the time on the streets and then they don't come to the meetings. It's one thing I'd really like to see more participation and get involved.
If nobody shows up to testify in favor of a proposal that they put in, does that make a difference to the board?
It does. It shouldn't. Well, when we get the proposal, as soon as it's the deadline, in fact, this year is April 8th at 5 p.m. if anybody's interested in sending proposals in. When we get a proposal, it becomes the property of the board, and it is disappointing when the people that make the proposals and don't speak to them. It shouldn't affect our take on them, but that's one of the first things we do when we're in the committee process is ask if the proposer's there and like to speak to it, and if they're not there, we don't get why they made the proposal.